The life of Yitzchak is more difficult for us to understand and appreciate compared to the lives of people like Avram and Sarah, even Rivka, Yaakov, and Rachel and Leah. Of all of the patriarchs and the matriarchs, Yitzchak is the most mysterious. The least is told about him. In order to really appreciate who he was, we need to be very careful and to notice the few things the Torah text does tell us about him. One thing that it tells us seems to be an echo or a rerun, as it were, of Avram's life. There are certain things that Avram did, for example. When Avram travels to Egypt and to Gerar, in both cases he says, we get the impression he does this all the time, about his wife, he says, this is my sister. We find Yitzchak doing the exact same thing. Moreover, we find that one of the things that Yitzchak does do is he redigs the wells that his father had previously dug. Those wells became clogged up, they became covered up by the locals who are very jealous and therefore upset with Yitzchak. We see certain anti-Semitic concepts over here. The people are willing to destroy the water source because they're convinced somehow that this person, I'll call him a Jew, is the one who's benefiting from it. So therefore, water which could have been used perhaps by them as well, rather than have him have it, they destroy it. But Yitzchak redigs those wells. And I think that may be actually the key to understanding Yitzchak. Avraham was a revolutionary. Avraham was the one who was trailblazer. He's the one who goes down a path that no one had gone before. And therefore the challenge for Avraham every step is to blaze a new path. Yitzchak has a different challenge. It's a challenge which many Jews have had throughout history, but he's the first, and that is to follow his father's footsteps. Which means Yitzchak does not have to do new things. That's exactly the point. Avram travels and comes to the land of Israel. Yitzchak's challenge is to stay in the land of Israel. Avram says about his wife was my sister. Yitzchak does the same. Avram dug wells, so Yitzchak redigs them. The one thing that we find him doing that we didn't find Avram doing is blessing his children. And that itself may give us a great deal of information as well. Because Yitzchak is the one who continues the path of his father. And therefore, his hopes, aspirations, and dreams are that his children follow that same path. And therefore, the life of Yitzchak is, on the one hand, not as novel, perhaps not as interesting, doesn't have new episodes to it. And that's exactly the point. To be able to follow the path that his father had set out for him is itself an incredible responsibility. And we realize how little is told about Yitzchak, we realize what a good job he did.